And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And he also was born to the giant.
Or at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. And he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel,
when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. A Psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. And concerning the pillars, the height of 1 pillar was 18 cubits, and a fillet of 12 cubits did compass it. And the thickness thereof was 4 fingers, it was hollow. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And he said, Woe unto you also, ye lawyers! For ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touched not the burdens with one of your fingers.